Well, the Richmond Symphony is performing pictures at an exhibition live tonight at the Carpenter Theater as part of their Casual Friday series at 6:30 and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the Carpenter Theater. Danielle Ratcheff is the guest conductor. He's here with me in the studio as well as associate conductor of the Richmond Symphony, Joshua Lin. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Danielle, you are music director of the Eugene Symphony, correct?
I was, yes.
You were, and you're back in Richmond because I know you've been here before.
Yes, second time. Great to be here again.
So how excited are you to play Mussorgsky with the Richmond Symphony?
I had such a fantastic experience last time being here, and there's so much great music, but yes, Mussorgsky is one of my favorite pieces, a fantastic piece of music, and it's being a great pleasure to work with them this time again.
And I mentioned before we played that recording from several years ago, the background of the piece, of course, he was inspired by Victor Hartmann's work, and Victor Hartmann had passed away, and they had a memorial exhibition, which Mussorgsky went to, and that inspired the piano suite, which, of course, led to the orchestral version. Do you want to give us a little bit more background on that?
Yeah, I mean, the piece was written first for piano solo. Not very successful, as a lot of the Mussorgsky pieces were during his lifetime. And then after he died, the piece started to become more and more famous after Rimsky-Korsakov, his friend and great composer, worked on the piano part, changed some things. And then, of course, when Ravel took it and made this so famous orchestration, the piece, flew up and everybody knew about it. The interesting thing about this piano piece is that in the very beginning, it's very orchestral. It's very unusual. A lot of the music is not something that you will hear written for piano in many other composers. Let me try to explain. There is one movement called the catacombs, which is only chords, simple chords, slowly, one after the other. Not very pianistic, isn't it? But when you hear it played by the brass in the orchestration of Mussorgsky, everything changes and comes to life in a very different way. And that's why this orchestration is so incredibly successful and the piece has the life that it does in the concert hall, because there's so many moments like it. So the piece, which sounds, I should say, unusual in the piano, it's of course incredible and a grand piece, comes to life in a different way with the orchestra.
Well, it's so amazing what you can do with the orchestral colors.
Yes.
It just opens up more doors.
Yes, exactly. It is this kind of piece. And of course, each movement, which represents a picture by Hartmann or a few pictures, is so evocative, so the feeling about the idea behind the picture is so strong in what Mussorgsky did that it comes to life very vividly, immediately in front of your face. And the orchestration by Ravel is, to me, it's a masterpiece on its own. So we have the masterpiece of Mussorgsky written for the piano, then you have the masterpiece of Ravel orchestrating that masterpiece. It's actually interesting to hear both and then see how they are different, the piano and the orchestra. It's a really special piece in the symphonic literature. I mean, starting with the fact that everybody will know the beginning. that is one of those beginnings which everybody knows. It's a little bit like Beethoven Fifth Symphony.
Yes.
Maybe not as much, but
well,
there.
And something unique about this performance is we are featuring some of the paintings from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. Joshwin, you had a chance to go over there and go through some of the paintings. Tell us about this experience.
Yeah, it was really amazing. Just go visit VMFA and then talk to the senior deputy director for the conversation and collection, Mr. Stephen Bonadis. And we went through all the movements like Danielle just mentioned, and we just talk about the details of each movement, and then Stephen helped us to select from a large collection in VMFA. So we have we select artwork from like wood to silver to oil on canvas, and date from mid-12th century to 20th century, so across 9 centuries of amazing master artwork piece from VMFA is going to display while Richmond Symphony is playing the music.
And this display is a little bit different tonight from tomorrow, correct?
Yes, yes. So tonight we all have these artwork, and also we have amazing camera crew from VCU. Professor Gary Gillum, he's going to lead the camera crew from Richard T. Robertson School of Media and Culture, and they're going to shoot live camera shooting on Richmond Symphony musicians while we're playing. So you're going to get this incredible experience as if you are sitting next to musicians while listening to this amazing piece.
And then, of course, the paintings are still involved tomorrow night as well. No, they're not.
No.
Okay, so I was wrong
on
that.
For Friday,
Only for Friday. Only for Friday, so you'll just have to picture it yourself for Saturday. And, of course, really, as Danielle and I had discussed, the music kind of speaks for itself and kind of draws the paintings for you. Now, for tomorrow night, it's not just Modest Mussorgsky's music. We do have piano soloist Ian Parker here to perform the Ravel Piano Concerto in G. Tell us a little bit about that work as well, how that blends with Mussorgsky.
Also by Ravel?
Yes, of course. So that's a tie-in right there.
No, yes, but original piece this time.
Right.
I think that this concerto is a very special piece of music. He wrote it towards the end of his life, and you could find in it all the wisdom that his old ears gave him. He was this incredible, he always was this great composer, but this craft that now he commands, it is just incredible. The interesting thing about this piece is that it's a really somehow gives the impression of a very little chamber suite piece of music, maybe sounding like Mozart, light, but yet has this incredible depth to it and sincerity that always, I think, every time when I've done it, influences the audience very strongly. Audiences love this music because it's so powerful and simple in it, especially without being bombastic at all. So you will hear the pictures, which some places could sound a little bit bombastic. I mean, we just listened to the end. Ravel Piano Concerto is a very different piece, and yet written by the same composer. Of course, Ian plays it great. I think everybody will be up for a great treat when they listen to this piece too.
And you begin with Britain.
Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit about the
Now,
Britain.
This is a very different piece.
Yes, it is. I'm intrigued to find out about this.
This piece is called Sinfonia da Requiem. It's a piece that Britain wrote for the Japanese government, actually, who asked different European nations to, some of their composers to write them a piece about the creation of the Japanese monarchy. That was in 1939, right before the war. Britain was asked. So he wrote this piece, and then in a few months he received a reply from the Japanese government saying, we don't like this. It is a sad piece, first. And second, it's a Christian piece. And, we are not a Christian country. He said, well, I'm Christian, so that's what I wrote. So the piece had this interesting history at the very beginning. The piece was written dedicated to his parents' death. It is, as you can hear from its Latin names, it comes from, those titles come from the mass called Requiem, right? Just in the opposite order. Lacrimosa is the first one. Then it comes Dies Irae, then it comes Requiem Aeternam, and it's usually the other way around. Because I think of this overall idea that the composer had to create in the first moment something rising from low, going high. You will hear literally how the music starts from the deepest, lowest part and then start rising slowly towards this incredible climax at the end of the first movement, where he makes one chord made out of D major and D minor, something that very unusual, and it has such incredible, powerful feeling when you hit. And then the piece finishes the opposite way, going back down little by little. And it is a very powerful piece. I love playing it.
Well, Daniel Rechev is the guest conductor. Joshua Lin, thank you for coming by. We hope to see you again soon sometime. Associate conductor of the Richmond Symphony, thank you for spending some time with us today.